Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I think it's a full moon today. I'm dealing with some crazy people.
Oh, great. Thank you.
No, not you. I just dealt with a guy who was screaming and yelling at me. I'm like, well, I don't have to give you any money. Like, it's bizarre that people think that like screaming and yelling at people is actually a good idea.
And then it's going to help, right?
Well, I'm just gonna say no, and then if I know I have the best approval for you can go shop around and come back to me, and I'll just say no, because I do not like, I will not enter a transaction with a lunatic, because it'll just backfire on me.
Yeah, that'll be
Boss?
one of the won't go away.
What?
That'll be one of the ones that will never go away. It'll be problematic probably for
Guy
like
just
years.
called me, screaming at me, saying the approval he has is illegal, I'm gonna take advantage of his niece. I'm like, your niece applied for financing, and what's the point? So what am I supposed to do? I mean, these people are crazy. Crazy people. Crazy. So let's go over your approval, because you're not crazy. You just want to get a good deal. Okay.
Oh,
So,
sure. Sweet
all
talk
right.
me. Okay.
I'm not going to sweet talk you. It's not in my personality. Why would we force someone into borrowing money? It's our money.
I'm just kidding.
No, but it's crazy. It's like, well, you should sell me. I'm like, no, because if you don't pay, we all lose. So here's what we've got here on your approval. So the good news is now, and I want to make sure I've got the correct thing. Do you know when your file was officially approved or when you applied?
Well, that document you sent me.
Yeah.
When's that dated? Let me see here. Oh, cool. I don't have that on it. It was sent to me on 6/13.
Okay. So.
So I'm assuming same day.
Okay. Yeah, some people are truly, truly mean. I'm not actually. I've learned the hard way. Let's bring this up. Leading Edge. Sounds like you've had a busy day. Okay, so you applied. I just want to see if we had your June bank statement as part of the approval. Give me a second. I mean, your May statement. So here's the answer. I don't know. Your approval was offered. We had your April bank statement, so I don't know if we need your May bank statement to fund. I do not know that. So, but a
Sorry,
question for
I
you.
have it.
How is does it is there any issues with it?
Don't think so.
All right, cool. No overdrafts, no NSFs, same kind of volume.
No, same type deal.
All right. So here's what I want to offer you. I want to offer you the $250,000. Number one, there's zero fees. So I don't believe you're charged any type of origination fee. Number
Okay.
two, let's take a look at this. And I want to give you a 6 month term, a 7 month term, a 9 month term, a 12 month term. I want to give you a few options. And keep in mind that your renewal option comes in at about 45% of the loan payback. You can call it, you can round up for 50%, but about a little under halfway through is when you can apply for more funding, when you can
Okay.
apply for more money, okay? But like I said, there is no guarantee you'll get approved. Typically, if you pay us, you will. So here are the rates that I can offer you. 250. Do you want a daily or a weekly payment? All
I'd prefer weekly.
right, you're approved on that. So let's give you the factors. You've got a 119. I want to offer you a 117 over 6 months.
Okay.
Give me one second here. I'm just going to tell us. Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry, I lost you. So, you're looking at a 117 over 12 months.
12 months?
I'm sorry, 6 months? Sorry, you wish.
That's okay.
You're looking
I
at
would
a
have said
one.
yes, let's do that now.
Do it now. You're looking at a 117 over 6 months. You're looking at a 118 over 7 months. You're looking at a 1-2-3 over 9 months. And you're looking at a 1-2-8 over 12 months. Can I give you my thoughts?
Please.
Okay. I would probably, since I think you kind of, what I would do is, if it's me, because you're concerned on payback, at the end of the day, you've never done one of these loans before, I would probably do a 9-month term or a 12-month term. That's just my thinking, although I can beat I can beat your offers and give you the same amount of money and no fees for any term. But just that's my thoughts. Because let me just give you kind of the weekly payments so you'll look at this. So if we do a 12-month term, your payback on that is, let's just bring this up, is 320. If you do a 6-month term, your payback is 292. So, and the number reason this rate is cheaper, just keep in mind though that you're borrowing almost twice as much money. So if you do, just say you do a 118 over 7 months, your payback on that is 295. So that's over 7 months. So you do a 118, that's 295. Assuming you take it to term, assuming you don't renew. But that means on a monthly basis, because you're going to get some sticker shock here, even though the rates are great, you're paying $42,000 a month.
Right.
So it's not like, you know, that's one thing to keep in mind. So I think this first time doing your loan, what's your current bank balance right now?
In the bank right now?
Yeah.
Probably about 50.
50. I mean, let me just kind of give you kind of those numbers, and let's kind of go over that on a monthly draw so you can look at these numbers and you can kind of walk through that. So if you do 250, the payback, it's a 117. So it's cheaper, better, and also more importantly, it keeps the same renewal aspect, which if you renew, you get that forgiveness of interest in writing. Additionally, if you pay this off early, you still get a 25% remaining interest discount. So it's, everything is in your favor as a business owner. So if you do a 6-month term, your payback is $292,500. So on a monthly basis, that's running you $48,750.
Okay.
So on a daily basis, that's $2,321. But I think the monthly term is the most important to clients. So that gives you an idea. If you do a 7-month term, it's a 118. So that's apples to apples, 1% cheaper, no fees, solid deal, and the full $250 in the same program. So if you do a 118, your payback is $295, so on a monthly basis, that's running you about $36,875. You can call it $37, but $36,875.
Mm-hmm.
You do a 9-month term. The payback's $307,500. Monthly, that's running you $34,000, $34,166. You do a 12-month term. The payback on that is $320. So over 12 months, your payback is about
$26,666. Okay. Do you have the weekly numbers for that?
Yeah, I can run that. So I don't know. I have to kind of term it out because I know 52 weeks in a year and 26 in 6 months. It's, so the last weeks is probably going to be a portion thereof. But if we did this over a weekly basis on 12 years, so let's just look at that payback. So if we did 250 over a year, the weekly payment's $61.53.
For which one?
For 12 months, sorry.
Okay, $61.53.
Yeah, and then we're going to do 6 months and kind of go in the middle and kind of look at what that is. So we're going to kind of hedge that. So if we looked at 6 months, that weekly is $11,250.
At 6 months?
Yes. And if we look at 9 months, which is kind of in the middle, and I can go, you know, 8 months, I can go 7 months, but I can play with these numbers, but this gives you kind of a three little mountains and kind of, you can kind of see where it changes. So on 9 months, we are looking at a payback of $307,500. And what's 3/4 times 52? That's, well, I'm just going to do it on my calculator, 0.75 times. So there should be 39 weeks in 9 months. So, nine, you should be looking at 78.84. And I mean, I can give you 7 months. We can do an exact match at 1% lower than that. But I think these three factors give you a general idea of here's what my weekly draft is going to be for 6 months, 9 months, and 12 months. And then you also have the weekly draft for 18 months as well, if you're interested, or 15 months.
And that's it. What is that one? That's 250, and it was plus 87.99.
For what term, I'm sorry?
For your 250.
Over how many months?
I think it was 18, right?
18, the payback is 337.5, so there's 78 weeks,
yeah.
So it's 43.26. I can also do a 15-month term if you wish. I can run you those numbers if you want.
I'm just looking here. So, as far as cash flow goes, just because of the lower number, it looks like it's better, but I know the rates are crappier, right? Or not
the rates aren't crappier because you're, I mean, here's the thing.
Yeah. Still can't get that concept for some reason.
It's okay. It's my job to walk you through it. I'd prefer to sell you a shorter term. Do you know why?
You get your money back faster, less risk.
No, because you'll renew quicker. No, that's Bank of Cardiff, but individually, I get a little bonus if you renew. If I give you a 6-month loan, you're going to renew in 3 months, hopefully.
Okay.
Yay for me. If I give you an 18-month loan, maybe you renew in 9 months. Who knows? Maybe someone calls you and steals your business. Who knows? So I think it doesn't really matter to me, but what I think in terms of the conceptual rate concept, money is always a value of time. So you have a 1.17 over 7 months. I'm sorry, you have a 1.19 for 150. We're going to offer you a 1.18 and keep the same interest forgiveness program and do the 250. But the whole concept is, and I think that it's better to do this on a 6-month basis. So your rate factor for 6 months is a 1.17. It's 17 cents on the dollar over 6 months. But your rate factor for 18 months is 35 cents on the dollar. But 6 months versus 18 months is three times as long. So you're borrowing that money. The money's out for three times as long, but your payback is only a 1.35 versus a 1.17. So it's a little more than double. That's why the time value is important. That's why the deal's not worse over 18 months. Is that a better analogy to look at it?
I'm trying to calculate it here.
Yeah, sure. It's just like a mortgage, right? So if someone gives someone, if you have a $200,000 mortgage and you pay let's say you pay $300,000 back over 15 years or $400,000 back over 30 years, it's pretty much the same deal because you're borrowing the money twice as long and paying back twice as much. In this case, you're actually borrowing the money twice as long, but not paying you're buying the money three times as long, but not paying three times as much. That's why it's not a bad deal.
Slightly less than half, right?
Correct. And I can also offer you a 15. I think one of the things is, since this is your first loan, you know, you don't want to necessarily be committed to that much, you know, that much of a payback. And so probably doing something short term is going to make you most comfortable, and that's fine by us.
Okay. So if you refinance, interest up into that point's forgiven. If you
pay, yeah, and I'll send you a schedule because you're chopping down interest just like I'm at schedule, but whatever interest if you qualify for renewal and fund and we use this loan to pay off your existing financing, then you're good to go.
Okay. I'm also trying to think about it, God, this is tough.
Well, let me ask you a question. You said cash flow. So what kind of, what's going on? What do you mean by cash flow? Can you give me some insight?
Just us trying to, we have to pay out, you know, more money for products in advance because of not being able to pay vendors timely in months past.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, my thought processes, and this is just my thought process. Let me pull this. Let me look at all these approvals. Can I put you on hold for like a minute while I look at these?
Sure.
And your credit? Give me a second. Hi, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right. So, let's look at this. Okay. Dun, 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 dun. I don't want to overwhelm you with information, by the way. It's not my goal.
Yeah.
I guess the question I would ask you is, how's business going overall? Are you growing, stagnant, losing?
We're growing. The sales are increasing. It's slow, but it's happening.
Okay. And you guys aren't looking for any equipment right now, correct?
Correct.
All right. Is Bryn Mawr Trust your bank that you use?
Yep.
Okay. I mean, and bind your husband, correct?
Correct.
I mean, the only thing that I see, and, you know, I'm going to send you the contract for her to review it. Like I said, we put a UCC on the business, but it's, you know, fully been underwritten. The only thing that I see concerning on your personal credit is you guys pay your bills on time. I just see a lot of leverage, a lot of kind of debt where some of the credit cards and home equity lines are kind of getting close to their limit. This is a business. This is a business loan, so this loan actually won't appear on your personal credit as an FYI.
So I'll just tell you what the bank is requiring us basically to. We weren't allowed to take a salary for 6 months of the year, well, actually almost 9 months, so we were living off of our personal means. That's why everything was jacked up.
Okay. I mean, this is the stab that I take at it. As long as the terms work, I think you're fine with everything. I think the way that I would slice it is, I think either way, we've, you know, our credit officer has underwritten the file, and so whether you do 6 months or 18 months, I think the way that I would look at it is this. I would ask myself, when do I think I'll need more money? If I do a 15 or 18 month term, you might need more money quickly. If you do a 6 month term, you know, that's pretty short. I would slice it in the middle. I would do probably a 9 month term because you're keeping open renewal window pretty quickly. But since what are your sales per year right now? Per month?
Sales for the year?
Per month,
they're about 350.
350. Okay. I mean, if you said like $200,000, I'd say like, oh no, but I would probably do a 7 or 9 month term. I think that makes you sleep at night because you're not getting a loan that's what I would do because you're happy with your payback. If you do a 7 month loan, you get your $250, you save 1%. I don't know if the other company, is the other company charging you any origination fees or is it $150 flat? Are there any origination fees?
They didn't say anything about origination fees.
Okay. The typical industry standard is about 2 to 3%. It's going toward 2% actually right now. But I would probably do, since you're kind of motivated by the payback, which is fine, there's nothing wrong with that, I would do probably a 6, a 7, or a 9-month term because that's just what makes you comfortable. That's the
weekly payment. You're talking about as far as the weekly payments.
I'm talking about in terms of the payback, because I think with your concern, it's, look, I don't want to sign up for paying 35 cents, regardless of the term, and I've got to put myself in your shoes and say, look, regardless of the term, I do not want to pay 35 cents on the dollar. You can tell me all day about interest forgiveness if I do a renewal, but the bottom line is, that means I have to renew. I don't want to be on the hook for 35% on the dollar, regardless of time length, and I can understand that. So I would probably do something shorter, because that's what's ultimately going to make you the most comfortable. And that's fine. I have a customer right now who's buying a piece of equipment, and they want to put a lot of money down to have a low payment. I'm like, well, why do you want to put so much money down to do a low payment? And they say, because that's what's going to make me comfortable. Okay. Look, as long as you're okay with it, that's fine. I think with you, and it's fine. You want to make sure that should you not renew this loan, should you just pay it off, you're not on the hook for a tremendous amount of interest. And I can agree with that. That's my feedback based on what you're telling me.
Okay.
I'd like to get you funded. Would you want us to send you documents for 6 months, for 9 months, for 12 months? What would you like to do?
That's a good question.
And I'm assuming weekly payments here, correct?
Right.
I definitely think 150 is not the way to go based on what you're telling me.
It's probably not. I feel way more comfortable with that $4,000 weekly payment than I do a 6 or an 8.
Okay. I mean, so that's a good thing, and that's really valuable feedback. So because on your, if you do 150 over weekly, what is your weekly payment over 7 months?
Like $4,000.
So let's just get this down to the wire. So you're at a 119, and so that's 7 months. So how many weeks are in 7 months? Like 31 maybe, or 30.5? So let's just assume 31. So hold on, your weekly, if you did 150 over 7 months, your weekly payment can't be $4,000. Where do you get that idea?
$4,071.43.
For 7 months?
Oh, no, that's the interest. Sorry, read the wrong column. Okay.
So are we talking about 150 or 250 on the 4,000 a week?
It was 150.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Cuz the numbers that I'm running, if you're comparing another offer, your weekly payment should be about 5,700 a week.
Yeah, it's 6,071.43.
Okay. But you want to be at 4,000, correct? That's your comfort zone.
I would be more in that ballpark, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it doesn't, I mean, 2,000, yeah, that's almost $10,000 a month. Could be the difference, and that's, you know.
Okay. So, that's fine. It's good to go over these issues. So, and that's kind of where it seems back to, you're motivated by the short payback, but then you have a payment that is 6,000 versus 4,000 is a payment level that is uncomfortable for you, and that's okay. So here's where I think your number should be. I want to take a look at the 15-month term. Give me 1 second. Because you're also talking about $250,000, you're not talking about $150,000.
Is there, Ruben, in reading that initial contract that I had for that, or, you know, the initial, what is it called? The approval information?
Uh-huh.
In the security agreement, it says down here about the security interest.
Mm-hmm.
For any and all collateral.
Yep.
Blah blah. Does it say anywhere that you would be second to a primary?
It probably doesn't. You know, the reality is we put a UCC on the business. But from my understanding, and I'm not an attorney by any stretch, if there's already a loan there by the nature it puts it in position. We have had customers that have kind of killed their own deal, and what's happened is they've gone to their bank and they said, hey, you know, here's this working capital loan, and the bank said, well, we want this company to subordinate, and do some of these loans, when you actually read them, is the customer potentially violating their bank contract? Yeah, it could happen. We haven't even seen your contract, so we don't know that answer, but what we try to have with these loans is a very hands-off approach, because if we go to that, if you kind of make it come to blows with your bank and say, sign this, sign this, sign this, we usually don't, customers usually never get the answer they want, and it doesn't get anywhere. So, you know, we can't advise customers on signing their contract, but typically with funding, we only need to usually pay off a working capital company. So if you had another one of a daily or a weekly loan like this, we'd have to pay it off to give you funding. But if you have a traditional bank loan, we seriously do not require it. But regarding like security interest, legal jargon, I don't have those answers. I would never say I would. I can only tell you I've had a lot of customers who have lines of credit, and we've basically said, that's fine. We're going on top of the line of credit, because as far as I understand it, if you have a loan, or if you have a UCC filing, that is the first position already. What's important to us with our agreements is sometimes customers will get like 4, 5, 6 of these loans, and this actually helps protect our interests. But yeah, there is going to be a blanket filing on the business, and that's industry standard. The only way you can get away from that is doing like a $30,000 to $50,000 loan, and sometimes $100,000. But should anything go wrong, then a UCC is placed. So I tell customers, you know, I don't sweet talk them, expect a UCC on the business. By the way, let me give you those numbers on the 15-month program for 250. So
okay.
If you did 250 over 15 months, the payback, it'd be a 131. So your payback would be $327,500 if taken to term. There should be 65 weeks in that term. So the payment on that should be $5,038. I think the inherent issue is if you're really looking for a $4,000 payment, and you kind of have to do a soft reset, you're really happy with the rate you have on the 150, and even our rate's cheaper for more money, but it's still not close to what you want for cash flow, and that's the inherent issue. It's like it's one of the things where I could tell a customer, look, if you really want to, I mean, we have terms as short as 3 months. And they're like, I've seen terms as low as 3 months, 8 cents on the dollar. But if you run those numbers, let's just say you run 250, and let's say you had a 250 at a 1.08, you would like that interest rate, correct? 8%?
Well, anybody would, but you're not gonna like the payback.
Yeah, so that's a problem. So over 3 months, you're paying $90,000 a month. So each week you're paying about like $23,000. And so it's this circular logic. So look at it from a time value. You have a base set of funding. The most important thing that's here is you're not getting penalized by borrowing the money longer. On most loans, if you borrow money longer, you're right, there is more risk. And so you actually pay at a higher effective cost of money for borrowing that money over a longer period of time. That's why many car loans are over 3 years. Once you hit a three-year mark, get more expensive. That's why mortgages after 15 years get more expensive, because the lender is committing to a longer term, therefore a longer risk. With our terms, it's actually the exact opposite. On 6 months, it's 17%. At 7 months, it's 18%. But we're not saying, hey, leading edge composites, if you borrow this money over twice as long, you're going to get screwed. You're actually getting a better deal. Because if you're borrowing 6 months at a 117, the exact math is you should pay a 1.34 over 12 months. Does that make sense? Double the cost, double the time? Or no?
Yeah.
So, but we're not saying that. We're saying, look, we got you at a 1.17 for 6 months, but if you want to borrow money over a 12-month term, it's a 1.28. It's not doubling. We just want to be flexible and give you the same type of interest forgiveness on a renewal and make you happy, but it's an important concept to go over. I would tell you that if you're telling me, hey, my payment wants to be $4,000, I'll give you the 6 month term, but your payment's going to be it's going to be higher than what you're happy with.
All right. Yeah. It's going to be 10,000.
What?
It'll be what? Like 10,000.
Well, yeah, I can give you those exact numbers. Yeah. Interest is just a way to express payment. Always keep that in mind. It's, you know, you don't pay your bills with an interest rate. You pay your bills with a payment. If you do this over use that 7 month analogy at a 118. Oh, yeah, it's 1.18 over 7 months. And we're looking at about, we're just going to assume 31 weeks because I don't know if it's 30 and a half or 31. Yeah, your payment's $9,500 a week.
Now, okay, so who can we talk to make me comfortable about, this is going to be one of the big things, because about the security interest in the terms and conditions, to make sure that my bank's not going to have an absolute cow.
Your bank probably will have a cow. They always do. I've had banks that, my customers, their banks are their best friend until they're not. I have a customer right now who their bank is trying to seize their assets because they didn't turn their line of credit. It's completely your call. You can send our documents to an attorney, but with a working capital loan, it's going to be the same regardless. You can send them to your bank and say, hey, look, are you comfortable with me entering into this agreement? It really depends on the relationship you have with your banker and if you want to go to that stretch. It's completely your call.
I get it. But then you also said that there were no personal guarantees, but in here it says that there...
No, I never said that. I've never said that. Absolutely not.
That there were no personal guarantees?
Yeah, I never said that. Someone else might tell you that. I never tell a customer that. That's why we have your social. The loan doesn't go under your personal credit. You are personally signing. So if you close up shop and decide not to pay us, we can still ask you to pay us. Absolutely.
Sure.
But once everything goes south and some of these transactions do go south, good luck. People turn off their phones. So, but yes, it's a personal guarantee, but it's not a personal loan. Personal loans go under personal credit. And if we put this amount of debt on your personal credit, your numbers would go sky high. So we do verify this loan goes under the business credit. It doesn't affect the personal credit unless you default. So the borrower is your business. The borrower is not you personally. You are personally guaranteeing it because all someone would have to do is declare bankruptcy, start a new business with a new corporation, and then we're out of our money. Does that make sense?
Yeah. All right. I'm going to have to run. Let me run your current statement that you gave me. I'm going to have to run it past my the restructuring guy.
Is that for your banker?
It's the individual required to have per our forbearance agreement as a mediator between us and the bank.
I mean, I can just give you my 2 cents. And if you've got a tumultuous, relationship with your bank, you're probably not going to get the help or the answers you want. And don't take this the wrong way. I hope you don't. You want someone to tell you, hey, look, this is going to be fine. Don't worry about it. I doubt you're going to get your answer from that bank. They're going to probably prohibit you from borrowing financing based on my experience. Traditional banks, once you fall out of favor with them, they are of no help to a small business owner. That is just the cold, hard reality of what I deal with. You can feel free to do whatever you want, but I highly doubt your bank's going to give you what you need. Because what kind of loan do you have with your bank right now?
Line of credit and 4 equipment loans.
Okay, and how much is on the line of credit?
1.1.
And how much is the limit?
1.5.
Okay, and you just don't want to max that out, or they cut that line off?
No, we're upside down on our borrowing base calculation, so that's why we're in the forbearance agreement.
So you're not allowed to borrow additional capital right now, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I mean, yeah, feel free to send our contract there. I mean, if you already have a UCC, you'll see that we're not asking for a subordination agreement. And like I said, from my understanding, if there's already a UCC blanket lien with a second position, I mean, we're going to follow UCC, but the first one, there's already one there, I assume, correct?
Yes.
But, it's really your call. Some, most banks, if you feel like they're ruffling their feathers, it's a huge bureaucracy.
Yeah,
but
this guy that I need to send it to doesn't work for the bank.
We
have to pay him, but it's part, the bank is requiring us to pay him on staff to look over things for their best interest and our best interest.
Absolutely. I think, my feedback to you is this. You've got everything you want from Bank of Cardiff. No origination fees, the ability to renew without paying off, renew without rolling over interest, everything from 6 to 18 months, weekly payments or daily, your choice. I do not think, by the way, just to give you an idea of our conversation, whatever makes you most comfortable, no worries. I see from some of the notes when Nick first talked to you, the short term is not what you wanted, I would probably do a 15 or 18 month term here, simply because you're looking to manage a $4,000 weekly payment. And if you go anything close to 6 or 7 months, it's just the numbers don't work. That is just my 2 cents. So I don't want to take any more of your time. That's just my feedback for you, but we're more than happy to do whatever you wish. The reality is you've got the best offer from us on 6 months, 7 months, 9 months, 12 months, 15 months, 18 months, the full amount of the money, the full amount of interest forgiveness. So it's just whatever makes you most comfortable.
Sure. Okay.
Cool. I will talk to you later.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye.